And yo, Black, it's time.
Word.
Bird's timing. It's time, man.
One order radio, sister, 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up.
We are going to jump on sound. We cannot cross the border. Cause we are clan body. You will come, we kill you already. And you are the follower. There is no form of threat to we call when it comes to lyrics.
Time goes by, an eye for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, then leave. It's over, killer.
I get it. Yeah.
I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. One blood, everybody like you.
It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you.
Yeah, peace, family. It's your host, Supreme Freedom, aka Hard Body Dreams.
And I'm Guilty Black. Blah, 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 blah. And we back, and we here with DJ Digital.
Yo, what's up? Yo, Van City, stand up right now. You in for a hot mix coming up, baby.
Well, yo, last week we showed you, you know, how hip-hop was like half an hour songs and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, right? And how this week we're going to show you the format and what it morphed into.
True indeed, man. How hip-hop has, you know, consistently evolved. You know, some people would say that it's devolved. You know what I'm saying? Some people will say it's a young man's game. There's a lot of different opinions and perspectives. And you know, that's the thing about this show, man. We're going to touch on all kinds of different things. You know what I mean? So, look, man, we're going to just drop it into the first track for y'all. And, man, we're going to continue this show. Let's go.
Yeah, so, you know, we're not going to go with that track right now, right? You know what we're going to do? Because there's a lot of people that was kind of hurt last week, man. We didn't bust the shout-outs, but everybody got to understand. Every week we're going to bust shout-outs to specific people, you know what I'm saying? We can't get you in all on one show, so don't make it personal out there, you know what I'm saying? It's all love. We got love for everybody.
No doubt. Some of y'all need to read the four agreements, man. Don't take it personal, you know what I'm saying? Don't take it personal, you know what I mean? And look, man, it's, you know, this whole thing, man, this one order, 6 o'clock blitz, you know, it's been a long time coming, right? A lot of work put into this, blood, sweat, and tears, and you know, really taking it from knowledge to born, you know what I'm saying? And that's really like, you know, anything that you do, you got to take it from, you know, the thought to, you know, it being birthed alive, you know? Because sometimes you can born things that are stale, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Right? They can come out dead and not alive and not, you know, active. And so, you know, that's what we strive to do here is you know, we take things from knowledge to born. You know what I'm saying? Using Supreme Mathematics, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
So, Guilty, man, how was your week, bro? How was your week, bro?
We don't even want to get into that. All I got to say is Allah is illustrious, man. yo, man, if it wasn't for the grace, man, I don't even know. But, you know, and the ones who know what I'm talking about, right? But, I mean, it's all love, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be positive out here, baby.
No doubt. So you know, like, when you was growing up, right, and listening to those, you know, Rapper's Delight and you know, D's All the Breaks, Curtis Blow, and you know, the T-Ski and all that, like, when those rhythms were just playing and playing, like, how did, like, what was the feeling that it gave y'all? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, let me say it like this. You know, I got a little lucky, right? I was like 4 years old or something like that, right? And one of the major, you know, DJs out here at the time, you know, Earl the Pearl and stuff like that.
Peace to Earl the Pearl, man.
You know what I mean? Enough respect, right? You know, pioneer out here, you know?
No doubt.
And my uncle, right? They was partners and buddies and stuff like that, you know? Earl was, you know, around our family and stuff. And I was just a young buck, you know what I mean? They had the table set up. Mm. I went to my uncle's for the summer, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And that was the summer Run DMC and Sucker MCs came out.
Ah.
Okay? Like, I mean, I know, it's so hard to describe, man. It was just such a feeling. I mean, I was so young, but I felt it at that age. So I can imagine if you were, like, in your 20s, you know, you're a teenager. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It must have been like, I mean, it was just such a new music form. Mm. You know what I mean? And the style and the dress, you know, it just seemed so intriguing, man.
Mm.
You know, so that whole summer, I just cut it up on the decks the whole summer. You know what I'm saying? You had, you know, Grandmaster Flash, UTFO. You know, you had so many other groups out there. You know what I mean? So it was just so lovely, man. I mean, even when I hear it now, it still sends chills through my body. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know, rest in peace, Jam Master Jay. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Right? These brothers did a lot for the culture and the entertainment aspect of it. You know what I mean?
That King of Rock video, right?
Oh, come on, man. Like, brothers doing stuff with Aerosmith and stuff like that? Are you kidding me? Like, you know how big that was at the time?
Huge.
You know what I mean?
Huge.
Like, rock and roll and rap. Like, people didn't even understand what rap was. You know what I mean? They're like, what? You know, I mean, certain people, but you know what I mean? Other people, you know what I mean? They was like, yo, this is the new music form. And, you know, you have Blondie, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Right? But you had so much other music that was also influential. You know, you had the reggae at the time, you know what I'm saying? Such good vibes and stuff like that, right? You had Calypso and Soca, and the music was just lovely at the time, you know what I mean? You know, it was before the internet, you know? People weren't so selfish. I mean, people always been selfish, I guess, but, like, I mean, in the sense of, you know, you had to go out to the club, you had to go and interact with people, you know what I mean? There was a lot of interaction. Right? You may never see that person again. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, you have to go and interact, right? And that's what I liked about humanity right then and there, you know? Now it's kind of like, you know, I could do it on my own. I don't need this. I don't need that, you know? And I think that takes away from humanity in a way, right? Because, you know, one person has energy. You know, you had two people, that's more energy. You had three people, that's more energy. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way I look at it anyway. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt. So it's, you know, what it sounds like is, you know, I mean, A, you know, from my knowledge that, you know, when Run DMC hooked up with Aerosmith, right, that was the first rap song that was on MTV. And that really set the tone for other rappers to get their door in, because at that time MTV was just doing rock and roll.
Oh, most definitely, man.
Right, and
most
so
definitely.
In that King of Rock video, you know, they stomping on Michael's glove, they going through the museum, you know, and you had that white guard being like, "Y'all can't come in here," you know. Yeah. They're like, "I'm the king of rock."
Yeah.
Like,
there is none higher.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right? Like, what a statement. You know what I mean?
Oh,
what a statement being made,
oh,
right?
Most deaf, man.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, like, if any of you who don't know, you know, black people created all the music. You know what I'm saying? Rock and roll, country. I know y'all gonna be like, "Hard body, supreme. What are y'all talking about?" But look, man, due to knowledge.
Facts is facts, right?
You know what I'm saying? Due to knowledge, right? You know, due to knowledge and study, and you'll see what I'm saying, right? You know, and that's the thing about, you know, when it comes to black people, you know, man, we have so much culture, you know, like, there's so many different subcultures within, you know, the culture of music, you know what I'm saying? We'll just talk about music right now, you know what I'm saying? Because you have, like, for example, you know, you have in, you know, London, you got, you know, grime, right? You know, and then it turned into drill, you know what I'm saying? You know, we had jazz, you know what I mean? Like, the blues, you know what I'm saying? Like, rock and roll, you know what I mean? You know, then you got, you know, in rap you got boom bap, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got that West Coast, you know what I mean? Like,
Then you got the whole hyphy movement. All of the brothers in the Bay, like Mac Dre and you know, the Thizz Nation, all of that. Mac Maul, you know what I mean? And then, you know, you go down south and it has its whole, got the twang, you know what I mean? Like UGK, you know what I mean? Rest in peace, Pimp C, right? Got a pocket full of stones, you know what I mean? Right? Right? You know what I mean? Ghetto Boys, right? You know, we talking about Ghetto Boys, you know what I mean? Oh. My mom playing tricks on me, you know? So many, we got so many subcultures within the culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, culture, you know, a description or a definition of culture is dealing with art, you know what I'm saying? It's dealing with community successes and achievements, you know what I'm saying? You know, culture is dealing with customs and traditions. We have so many customs and traditions with, it's like almost like, you know, I hear you talk about it a lot, right? It's like, you know, at a time before now, you had to get vouched in before you stood on the mic.
Straight up.
You know what I mean? You couldn't just grab a mic and start bussing. And especially if you ain't even have no knowledge on the history of this thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we had a situation that happened, right? Where somebody, you know, they try to talk about how, well, you know, rap is, it's an art, it evolved. But like, you know, you ask them a simple question, like, well, where does hip hop start? And they can't even answer that. So how can you talk about evolution when you don't even know where the source is?
Evolution, how is it, you know, how's the evolution gone in rap here?
I mean, look, like I said, man, someone said
Other than structure, I mean, I did this a few years ago. I went back and looked like, I looked at videos from like the 80s, right? And then I looked at videos from like, let's say, you know, getting into close to 2020, maybe a little after. And the narrative hasn't changed, right? The images and the pictures and what they're trying to portray hasn't changed. So how much is really changing the hood? You know what I mean?
I mean,
right? Like, we're like, yeah, the words and the slangs and all that changed, but like, let's say, like, what's the backdrop? You know, and the backdrops, the lyrics are worse nowadays, right? I think in some cases for the youth, man. I heard my kid listening to some stuff the other day. I was like, yo, you listening to something 10 times harder than me. You know what I'm saying? Right? And it ain't positive. You know what I'm saying? Right? And I can only let her know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that something good? You know what I mean? I'm not out here trying to be, you know, judge and jury. Right? Because the artist is an artist. But, you know, how we going to lead our youth? You know, it's like Buju said, you know, what do you want to be remembered for? Right?
The legacy.
Right?
Yeah. True indeed. True indeed. Yo, and this is a real interesting topic, man, that we going to come back to. We going to run into something right now, you know, and we're going to take you through, you know, the later 80s and into the 90s, you know what I'm saying? We this is where we are in the ages of hip hop, you know what I mean? So and I love it cuz we about to get into the golden era, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, without any further ado, man, let's get it popping, Digi.
Let's go, Digital. Peace.
Peace.
Oh yeah, I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me, so pick a BC day cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you want, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Dope a dog competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This made by Ginsu, wait until when you tried to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the canes start to talk, cuz
down the road. those who want to be in my field and court. Then again, on second thought, the happiness coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your best, don't mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. And a rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, the climax. Relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next, the formation of words that fit. At the table, I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth. And if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that. I'm the big daddy. I'm the big daddy. I'm the big daddy. I appear right here and scare and dare a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer idea or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that. Mr. C, step to me. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation of an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. And if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's winning. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Just give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder, another MC. To try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and break them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Arsalaam alaikum.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I be asking you, who is more dramatic, this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Black the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. Terrorist one is just a gotta lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover. Holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Beside my brother, S-C-O-T-T. I just laugh, cause no one can defeat me. This is lecture number 2, my philosophy. Number 1 was poetry, you know it's me. You know it's my philosophy, many artists gotta learn. I'm not flammable, I don't burn. So please stop burning and learn to earn respect. Cause that's just what K.R. collects. See, what do you expect when you rhyme like a soft pump? You walk down the street and get jumped. From the Bronx is Bronx. In real life, we roll correctly.
quickly. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back, but for now, just settle.
For seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I played the nine and you played the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? Teaching I'm the artist. Often new concepts that they're hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher and Scott is a scholar. It ain't about money cause we all make dollars. That's why I walk with my head up. When I hear whack rhymes, I get fed up. Rappers like a setup. A lot of games. A lot of suckers with colorful names. Just wick, wick, whack, wick, whack. I'm not white or red or black, I'm brown. From the Boogie Down Productions, of course, our music be thumping. Others say they're bad, but they're bugging. Let me show you something now about hip-hop. About D-Nice, Melody, and Scott LaRock. I get a pen, a pencil, a marker. Mainly what I write is for the average New Yorker. Some MCs be talking and talking, trying to show how black people are walking. But I don't walk this way to portray or but they don't care cause their company's selling it. It's my philosophy on the industry. Don't bother dissing me or even wishing we soften, dilute, or commercialize all the lyrics. Cause it's about time one of y'all hear it. And hear it firsthand from an intelligent brown man. A vegetarian, no goat or ham, or chicken or turkey or hamburger. Cause to me that's suicide, self-murder. Let us get back to what we call hip-hop and what it meant to DJ Scott LaRock.
Seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
How many MCs must get dissed before somebody says don't with Chris? This is just one style out of many. Like a piggy bank, this is one penny. My brother's name is Kenny. That's Kenny Parker. My other brother, ICU, is much darker. Boogie Down Productions is made up of teachers. The lecture is conducted from the mic into the speaker. Who gets weaker, the king or the teacher? It's not about a salary, it's all about reality. Just rule and most are never understood. If you were to rule or govern a certain industry, all inside this room right now would be a misery. Misery. No one would get along nor sing a song, cause everyone be singing for the king. Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
I say, yo, what's up? It's me again. Scott LaRock, KRS, BDP again. Many people had the nerve to think that we would end the trend with criminal minded. Just only 10 funky hit records. No more than 4 minutes and some seconds. The competition checks and checks. Checking, they take the album, take it home and start sweating. Why? Well, it's simple. To them, it's kind of vital. To take KRS-One's title. To them, I'm like an idol, some type of entity. And everybody's rhyme, they want to mention me. Or rather mention us, me and Scott LaRock. But they could get bust, get robbed, get dropped. I don't play around, nor do I F around. And you can tell by the bodies that are left around. When some clown jumps up to get beat down. Broken down to his very last compound. See how it sound? A little unrational. A lot of MCs like to use the word dramatical. Fresh for 88, you suckers.
My melody, hand out a cigar. I'm letting knowledge be born, and my name's the R. AKA, I am not like the rest of them. I'm not on the list. That's what I'm saying. I drop lines like a scientist. My melodies in the cold. The very next episode has the mic off and distorting, ready to explode. I keep the mic at Fahrenheit. Freedom seeds to make them cola. The listener's system is kicking like solar. As I memorize, advertise like a poet. Keep you going when the flowing smooth enough. You know it, but rough. That's why the mural on my story, I tell a B. Nobody beats the R. Check out my melody. 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 So what? caught him a microphone fiend. Addicted soon as I seen one of these forms, so they don't have to scream. I couldn't wait to take the mic, blow into it to test it, let my melody play. Then a record suggested I'm dropping bombs, but I say peace ain't calm. Any MC that disagree with me, wave your arm. And I'll break when I'm through breaking, I'll leave you broke. Drop the mic when I'm finished and watch it smoke. So stand back, you wanna rap all the back and wait. I won't push, I won't beat around the bush. I wanna break upon those who are not supposed to. You might try, but you can't get close to. Because I'm number one, competition is none. I measure with the heat that's made by sun. Brother playing ball or bobbing in the hall, or just writing my name in graffiti on the wall. They shouldn't have told me, you said you control me. So now a contest is what you owe me. Pull out your money, pull out your cut, pull up a chair. My name is Rockin' My Law, and all right, A stand for Raw. Switch it around, it still comes out all so easily. Will I E-M-C-E-E? My repetition of words, just check out my melody. Some bass and treble is moist, scratching and cutting a voice. And when it's mine, that's when the rhyme is always choice. I wouldn't have came and said my name and run the same week. Putting blurs and slurs and words that don't fit in a rhyme. Why waste time on the microphone? I take this more serious than just a poem. Rockin' party to party, backyard to yard. I tear it up, y'all, and bless the mic with the gods. The rhyme is rugged at the same time sharp. I can swing off anything, even a string of a harp. Just turn it on and start rocking mine, no introduction. Till I finish dropping signs, no interruption. When I approach, I exercise like a coach, using a melody and add numerous notes. And when the mic and the R-A-K-I-M is attached like a match, I will strike again. Rhymes are poetically kept and alphabetically stepped. Put in an order to proceed with the momentum, except I say one rhyme out of order, a longer rhyme, shorter, a pause. But don't stop to take recorder. Look, competitor, first rhyme editor, melody arranger, poet, etc. Extra event, the grand finale like bonus. I am the man they call the microphonist with wisdom, which means wise words being spoken. Too many at one time, watch the mic start smoking. I came to express the rap I'm manifesting in my way, and I'll be the other words protest. MCs that wanna be this, they're gonna be this if they don't get from in front of. All they can go get is me a glass of Moet. A hard time, sip your juice and watch a smooth poet. I take seven MCs, put them in a line, and add seven more brothers who think they can rhyme. Well, it'll take seven more before I go for mine. Now that's 21 MCs, eight up at the same time. Easy does it, do it easy, that's what I'm doing. No fessing, no messing around, no chewing, no robbing or buying. Bite and why bottle? This lava stop trying, fighting to follow my usual style. Will confuse you a while. If I was water, I'd flow in the Nile. So many rhymes, you won't have time to go for yours. Just because of a pause, I have to pause. Right after tonight is when I prepare to catch another sucker duck MC out there. Cause my strategy has to be tragedy, catastrophe. And after this, you'll call me your majesty, my melody. Yes, my melody. Eric B. Synthesized it, I memorized it. Eric B made a cut and advertised it. My melody's created for MCs in the place to try to listen. Cause I'm disinvented, pick up your face. Shook off your neck, cause you try to detect my pace. Now you're drugging, almost drugging off my rhyme like bass. The melody that I'm styling, smooth as a violin, rough enough to break New York from Long Island. My wisdom is swift, no matter if my momentum is slow. MCs still stand stiff, I'm genuine like leather, inclined to be clever. MC, you're beat the R, I'll say, oh, never. So Eric B, cut it easily, and check out my melody.